Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We are going to be breaking down this intense episode. Now, are you Team Bobby or Team Wes? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You know it used to be bad love. Well, so there's some serious bad blood on this boat, I'll tell you that much.
I don't want to be on this boat. Somebody get me off this boat. I do not want to be on it.
Thank you for joining us tonight as we are breaking down the Dubrovnik wedgie. That just, I don't even know what to think about that.
Well, the thing is that there was so much that happened in this episode, and then there was like one little wedgie at the end, and all of a sudden that's the name of the episode.
Right?
Hey, go for it, Bravo.
I'm your host, Paulina Aguilar, and you guys can find me on Twitter at _PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at PaulinaMAguilar. Please welcome my lovely co-host.
Hi, everybody. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
All right. Now, let's break it down. Now, we're going to save the best for last and break down this whole Malia and Bobby scenario and
right.
this whole West thing a little bit later. But just to start off, let's get into it.
Yep.
Let's talk about these guests and the weather problems. And then they got a dock on the, you know, spend the rest of their time on the dock.
I mean, I get it. It's not fun. It's not the vacation that you thought you were going to get. I get that that you can be disappointed. Mm-hmm. I don't get that they seem so surly about it the whole time.
Can I just say how much I hated that guest for leaving?
Like, oh my gosh.
I mean, maybe you didn't pay for it, so you're not really worried about losing your money or not getting your money's worth. But I'm sorry, but if I paid for it and I say I took you on vacation with me and we went and this happened and you left, we would not be friends anymore. I would be so pissed.
I would be so upset. Now, I didn't know, were they related? Are they like...
I have no idea. I just assume the way it works is that whoever's the host is the person that pays for it.
Well, the thing that really bothered me about how she left is the comments that she was making to the other guests when she was like, I mean, if we're not going to the beautiful beach that I was told that we were going to, then I got stuff to do.
It's so unprofessional. Girl, you cannot control the weather.
I was like, what do you expect them to do? I applaud Captain Sandy 10 times over for making that call. It was the hard call to make, but it was the right call to make. And I applaud her for doing it.
I would rather have her be upset about that, though, than take the boat out, get into an accident, and her be upset over an injury or a
Absolutely.
Death or some kind of horrible accident.
Yeah, what would you do if you were in that? I mean, if that ended up happening, it would be so much worse. So, you know, I think a little patience goes a long way and a little grace in this situation goes a long way. And unfortunately, these guests didn't show it for me. And I was really
What do you think about the charter broker, though? She had some nitpicks to comment about.
I mean, I guess if this is her job and she kind of sails around on these things, you know, all the time, then I guess, you know, it's what she's looking for. She's looking for these over-the-top experiences. And I guess she's going to be the one that's looking for the detail-oriented things. I do think it's, you know, a little bit bad form that they left a towel from the last charter in the room. I would feel a little grossed out. I don't ever, anytime I go to a hotel or I've never been on a yacht, but I would imagine if I have any evidence that somebody has been there before me, it's not good.
I get a new room. Actually, when I travel, I take Lysol and I just spray everything because it's
idea.
So like, you don't know how well they clean. You don't know anything about that room. So
well, and I've read one too many, like, Huffington Post stories or whatever about, like, what's really in your bed sheets or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to know.
No. Oh, gosh. All right. Let's move on to the good stuff. Okay. So this whole Wes and Malia thing just got, well, as in viewers, I think it just got a little bit better and entertaining, but bad for them. What is your whole take on all of this? Because there's some things that led, you know, different things that's happened on this episode with this whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like everything that's happened in this season has kind of come to a head in this episode. I've said it from the very beginning. I don't like Malia. I don't. And Hannah said it tonight. I don't trust her. And there was something about her that I couldn't put my finger on for a long time. And I was like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just that she just thinks she's this hot stuff or whatever, but just kind of trying to be one of the boys. I couldn't put my finger on it, but tonight I feel like we got the full story. And here's the thing. I don't feel like she should be punished for Wes offering her the position. Mm-hmm. However, if you had chosen to make out with the boss and then in turn the boss gives you a promotion, Would you turn it down?
That was going to be one of my questions.
Oh, there you go. Is it her responsibility to say, hey?
No. No, it's her boss's responsibility because he's the one that makes that decision.
But if Captain Sandy is the one that comes to him and is like, because the whole thing that they kept saying, it was really it was Wes's
decision.
Choice. Sandy, he kept saying, like, no. Oh, no, Captain Sandy and I talked, and Captain Sandy and I decided. She kept saying, who do you want as your lead deckhand? Mm-hmm. Who do you want as your lead deckhand? Like, she put it all on him. So he's the one that made the decision to make her lead deckhand. I love Wes, but Wes is wrong in this instance.
I thought he was going to pick Max. That's what last episode kind of previewed into. I had my money that I was going to be like, great, awesome, didn't pick Malia, no drama, no problems. Well, that went down the drain.
And obviously we don't see all of what happens on the boat and, you know, how hard she is working. And I guess he is just trying to give her a shot. But
that's not the way to go about it, though, at all. And I would have picked, you know, either Bobby or Max, and Bobby has a lot more experience.
Yeah.
They all work hard.
Yep, exactly. And that's the other thing, too, is when it finally does come to a head, and I do like the fact that Bobby called out Wes on his decision. Yep. I don't think he was trying to change his decision, because I think Bobby was, you know, he's like, fine, whatever, like, it is what it is. Wes kept saying, oh, well, Bobby, this is how it is. The decision's made. It's final. I don't think he was trying to change his mind. I think he was just calling him out and being like, look, dude, you made your decision, and that's fine. We just want to let you know that we think it's shady.
He wants him to admit it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he should admit it. And I don't think Wes ever will, though.
No, he won't, because that's his position. And what if that got to Sandy?
Yeah.
Then what? Then he will really be replaced.
I'm just saying, you never, if you're going to choose to make out with your, like, for the first time ever, you say, you choose to make out with a crewmate, and then you promote her to lead deckhand, like, why even go there? Why even risk it, is what I want to know. Like, it all just seems really, really, really shady to me. I don't like how Malia handled it. No. I think if I were Malia and he offered me this, I'd be like, hey.
You pass it on.
Uh-huh. I'd be like, I think this is I'm truly honored, and I really love that you've thought of me in this way because of the actions that we've chosen to have and our relationship that we are currently doing. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's appropriate.
Agreed. I didn't like this whole conversation with Bobby and Malia when Malia was, you know, saying, it's because I'm a cute girl and a female and attractive on this boat. And it has nothing to do with looks, because I think it could have been anybody. Yeah. Everyone on that boat is good looking.
They're all beautiful.
It's her actions, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you just don't do that.
At some point, you would just have to own your, like, be responsible for your own decisions. Mm-hmm. And one of them needed to say, this is not appropriate. But they were both kind of being like, they want their cake and eat it too, kind of situation. And I just don't think that that's fair. I think it's poor form on both of their parts. And now they're, like, going to battle defending themselves against this decision. And I think they're making a lot of enemies in the process.
Agreed. Malia hasn't been doing this that long. We see snippets of them working and all that stuff. But if Bobby has a year more of experience, I think you have to put your dues in at every job that you have.
Yep. Absolutely. It needs to be earned. And not saying that it wasn't, because she clearly is a hard worker. But the thing that really bothered me about how she handled it is she got this promotion. She accepted the promotion. The promotion was then told to the deck crew. And then she starts going to everybody, every single person individually, and going like, well, I just don't want it to be this emotional thing. I really want it to be based on my work ethic. And I really don't want to be, like, just do the job.
If you have to speak up about that, that's clearly the issue.
Because
if it wasn't, and it was truly, truly like, I really do believe it was your work ethic, and I, you know, this whole Wes and Lee thing isn't an issue, then they would applaud you for it.
Yeah.
But they didn't, and they clearly have a problem with it. And if I were Bobby or Max, I would have the biggest problem with it as well.
Well, and then, like, don't come to me, if I'm Bobby, don't come to me and be like, hey, are you okay with this?
I'd be like, I do have a problem with this.
yeah, and rightfully so, you know? Let your actions speak louder than your words. And that, like, if you're going to accept it, keep your mouth shut, keep your head down, and do the job and do it well.
Yep, exactly.
You know, like, she just kept messing up in that. And I was just like, stop talking.
You know, she was the one person from the beginning of the season that I thought had would have the least drama. You know, she's cool, laid back, yep. You know, very chill. And then,
bam, center of controversy every week.
Have you ever been involved in a situation like this? I mean, of course, before you got married.
Married for a million years.
Or even known anybody, like, worked with people that has had this issue?
Like, where somebody was passed over for a promotion just because of favoritism? Mm-hmm. I'm sure. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head right now. What about you? Have you?
I've known people. I've worked with people who dated the boss, but they were never promoted. Like, it was just like, okay, we dated and nobody knew about it. And then they just moved on and quit and moved on to another job.
Yeah.
And then there was a job where I did date my boss, but I didn't get promoted either. So it wasn't like, nothing like that ever happened because I think, you know, we know how to work.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you don't put your dues in, then you clearly don't deserve that promotion. You know, I do think Malia should have passed on it.
I do. I really think it was, she would have been the bigger person, and I would have respected her so much more if she had said, you know what, I have made my own bed, I've made out with my boss.
The crew would have respected that way much more.
100%. Even if they never found out until after and they start watching the show, I feel like that would have just been like, I just feel like that would have been such brownie points for her.
So do you think, I mean, but on the, here's the other side of it, is, you know, if you have hard work and you want to make it in this business, in the yachting business, do you take advantage of every opportunity that's presented to you? She was presented with an opportunity. Take the, you know, it's unfortunate the way that it happened. I don't think she did this on purpose to say, hey, I got promoted because I made out with the boss and that was my plan. She took advantage of an opportunity.
She did.
And now on her next charter, or the next season, she can say, yeah, guess what? I was a lead deckhand. And then, boom, she's a deckhand on the next thing.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I think, I guess if you're cutthroat like that and you want to, if all you want to do is advance your career, sure, go for every opportunity. The problem is the bodies that you leave in your wake as you go.
It's going to be on her conscience. I mean, someone's okay with that, I wouldn't be okay with that.
Because, well, yeah, and like, you know, what if you have to go to your next boat and they want to contact your crew and just say, hey, how was she as a lead deckhand?
Well, what do you think Wes is going to say? Unless he gets his heart broken and she breaks it off, right? Everything's going to be, she did great, she did awesome, Captain Sandy, just, she doesn't know about this. Well, right. She knows now, but she didn't know at the time, so what is she going
to
say?
Yeah, that's the only thing that you have to be careful of. I mean, in any industry that you're in, as far as wanting to advance, it's how you do it.
What kind of reputation do you want to have?
Exactly, because all you're doing is screwing people over, which is what it seems is happening. If all you're doing is just screwing people over and kind of like looking out for number one, because that's the thing with Malia, is that she's so seemingly non-committal in any direction that she kind of like, she does end up like doing, just making a mess of things. Really? I'm just like, oh, what are you doing? And she leaves a trail of bruised and battered and kind of bitter people in her wake. And I just don't think that's great. You want to be able to like call those people 10 years down the road and have them say, you know what, of all the lead deckhands that I had, she was the best. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I would want. You know, not to like, yeah, she was fine.
Yeah.
You know? No. So, I don't know. That's my 2 cents on Malia.
Well, we want to know what your 2 cents is, so don't forget to tweet us and let us know if you're Team Wes or Team Bobby.
Please.
Yes, we all want to know. Okay, now let's move on to this whole Adam and Wes and Malia, because then the good stuff starts.
That's right.
Okay, so now everybody finds out that they made out in the control room. Is that what they called it?
It was on Anchor Watch.
Anchor Watch,
the bridge.
On the bridge.
Yeah.
Ooh, come on, guys. That was going to come out eventually. First of all, it's on security camera. Second, you're on national television.
Right. So here we go. Well, and then also, Wes did make the comment at one point in this episode when they're confronted by Adam, saying, when he was like, how many times has this happened? I can remember 3 on my hand. I remember
that Wes and Malia made out?
Yep. I remember the time that she made out with Wes and then made out with Adam. Mm-hmm. So early on the season.
And then they went off the boat.
And then they were off the boat and they had and a little sneaky peek. And then the bridge. So.
Okay, so Adam says that Malia led him on. Is that true? I feel like she's, like, really smart about this and kind of wishy-washy with her words. Like, she doesn't say, I want to commit to either guys, but she says, I want to be friends. But then she kind of sneaks off in this whole thing. What surprised me the most was the texting with Adam on the boat, because I had no idea that was happening.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm going to say then, yes, she led Adam on, because when you read those texts and you send him a little kissy face and a little, let's sneak off to a little hotel room by ourselves in Croatia, blah, 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 blah. Like, yes, that's leading somebody on. The problem that I have with Malia, I keep going back to this, is she plays both sides of the fence. She just is so non-committal to either one, but she loves the attention from both.
Oh yeah, so any girl would. Any girl would.
And I'm not gonna say that, like, I'm sure that we have all been in a situation similar to this before, you know? Like, you got the guy that you really like, but then you got another, like, piece on the side, and you're kind of enjoying his attention and his flat. And so you don't want to give that up, mm-hmm. even though you know it might be wrong. Like, it's just not a good look. It's just not a good look.
But some girls are okay with that. I've known girls who are okay with that and literally say, you know, like, I will... you know, make out with the boss or make out with so-and-so to get a job or just want attention. It's like, ugh. I think
at the end of the day, it's all an attention thing for Malia. I think she's getting such validation from both of them, and she's getting validation in her job from Wes. She's getting validation in her looks and everything from Wes. She's getting validation in her looks and personality from Adam. They had this whole, like, fling before they came on the boat. Like, I think at the end of the day, it's all just, she just needs this validation. She just seems to be this person that just that craves that validation.
Right.
But she's not going to hitch her wagon to either one yet. Because why would you? If you're getting it from all sides, why would you?
I think it's hilarious that she's done so well. I don't want to say play these guys, because I don't think she knows what she wants. I think she's just going with the flow with each and seeing what happens. But I think she's just kind of like, okay, I'm going to say this and see what happens. But now she's getting caught, because Adam is this close to telling Wes about the time before the boat.
Yep.
And once Wes finds that out, I think he's going to be really, really pissed off.
Sure. I would be too. I think it's totally... I don't love the fact that they hid it from everybody that they knew each other before they got on the boat.
They, I don't love that fact. Shook hands, yeah. Introduced their name.
The whole thing was such a facade. I just, like, it makes me not trust either one of them. I'm just like, what else are you hiding? You know?
Foundation of a relationship, guys.
I mean, it really is crazy to me, but I don't know. I'm just...
So is this a double standard? We've talked about this earlier this season when this first started. Do you change your mind on this? Because I've said it was a double standard because she's a woman. Do you feel the same way?
About her
talking to both guys and all that stuff. You know, if this was Bobby or if this was Max doing this to two women and he got the promotion, would it be okay? Or would you still be upset?
No, I'd still be upset. I think. I would too. Yeah, I'd still be upset. I don't think it's ever right to play somebody... I don't know. I just, I don't, I, I gotta get my mind together first before I, like, speak.
Well, with Adam, boy, I applaud you, because I probably would be getting drunk, too.
100%.
In that city.
Yep.
Well, that leads to a little fist fight.
I know.
That they previewed. Of course, we're not going to see it till next week.
But did we all see that coming?
Yeah.
We all saw that coming. The minute that she kissed him and she kissed Adam and Wes in the same night, I knew this was going to end in a fist fight. It had to.
Okay, well,
too much testosterone involved.
So what are the possibilities at the end of this whole thing? Either they end up together or Wes's heart gets broken and now she moves on.
To me, I feel like Malia is going to, like, again, get off this boat, go to her next adventure, and, like, leave them all in the dust. I see her not attaching herself to either one of them at the end of the season. She's going to be like, sorry you guys fought over me. Bye. Peace out. I really do. I don't think she's going to... I think she is totally moved, like, checked out
As soon as she's off this boat, not going to have any references to call for her next job as a lead deckhand because Wes is not going to be happy about it.
Think about every single person on this crew. Hannah doesn't trust her. Wes is really the only one that's on her team right now, but he's going to end up getting burned because all of this stuff's going to come out about Adam. Adam doesn't trust her right now because she's been texting him in the same night making out with Wes. Mm-hmm. Max was passed over for an opportunity because she made out with Boss. Bobby, who had more experience than her, was passed over for the opportunity because she made out with the boss. Lauren's probably just like sitting in the back going like, ooh, like,
hey, Lauren's the one that's telling everybody.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I don't think she respects her very much. And then Bugs is kind of, I think, the same. Like, ooh, this is a little shady. Like, there's nobody on the boat that I feel like is Team Malia right now.
How long has she been doing this for? Not long, obviously, but what, a year or like a season?
I think this is her first, like, big white boat charter. Yeah.
I would think that's a small industry. Like, wouldn't it go around or, like, kind of...
If it's on national television, yeah, I would imagine it would.
Oh, I definitely don't want to be Malia.
I would imagine it would get around to a couple of people. Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know. I mean, hey, to each his own, maybe she's just being young and living her life and making her mistakes now. It's really hard to think that you're making mistakes in front of everybody. That is what I applaud about all of them. It's like, I could not do. Or I just pray to thank God that I was not on camera when I was making all of my mistakes in my 20s. But
Did we forget anything else?
I think we hit everything. I was just going to say Lauren and Bobby had a moment. Like, as far as...
Oh, when they were talking outside?
Yeah.
It was not a moment. I think it was... It was just gossip.
I know it was just gossip, but it's nice to see them...
Get along.
Yeah.
I think they're just being cordial.
Maybe.
Because they don't really talk. Okay? We don't see a lot of social, interaction with them. Lauren even said that they're not close friends. But I think I did see a little clip of them making out. I'm not sure.
I thought I did earlier. Right? Yeah.
I thought I did. I'm waiting for it to happen. I guess we're all just going to have to find out. I don't think it was a moment. I don't even think they talk anymore.
I think if you look at where we started this charter season and now this conversation on the bridge and you're sharing gossip, if you're sharing gossip with somebody, you got some, like, you, there's some sort of friendship there. That's all I'm saying.
I guess,
we started to where we are tonight with that relationship, we've come leaps and bounds.
That's so good.
I could see a kiss in the future.
I guess we're all going to have to wait and find out.
Yep.
Alrighty, guys. I think that's it for tonight, but we will all tune in for next week's fight.
Woohoo!
Tell them where they can find you.
Hi, guys. Laura L. Thomas on Instagram and Twitter. That's where you can find me.
And you guys can find me on Twitter @_PaulineAguilar and on Instagram @PaulineMAguilar. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.